Time now for the fishing news. I'm Steve Junker. It's been a season for Bonito like no other in recent memory. Kevin Blinkoff of On the Water joins us to talk about the speedsters that arrive in our waters each summer. Hi, Kevin.
Hi, Steve.
So I think about Bonito sometimes almost as a transition fish. They arrive in our waters and then often seem to get pushed out quickly by the arrival of false albacore. This year, they seem to be around in bigger numbers, though, and for longer.
Right. So this year has been really incredible. Most anglers have described it as more Bonito than they've ever seen in their lifetimes. They've been in Buzzards Bay, throughout Vineyard and Nantucket Sound, also actually on the other side, north of Cape Cod, pretty plentiful in Cape Cod Bay, off of Wellfleet all the way up to Provincetown, and then throughout the south coast of Massachusetts and into Rhode Island as well in Narragansett Bay, huge numbers of them heading that way as well.
So for folks who aren't familiar with the Bonito, maybe just describe it briefly for us and what makes it so special.
So Bonito are in the mackerel and tuna family. They have that kind of tuna shape to them. They're very streamlined, have a hard forked tail, typically 3 to 8 pounds. And the reason anglers love them is because they swim very fast. They tend to feed at the surface. So it's the kind of fishing where you want to be there when they come up to the top, maybe race and get on top of them, make a couple casts in. And when you do hook up, again, a very fast fish. So it's a very speedy fight and usually pull a little bit of drag.
Now, we're saying that the Bonito are around in numbers like nobody really remembers recently, but you were taking a look at the historical record, and what can you tell us about how they used to appear around here?
Right, so anytime I'm looking at this kind of fishery history, my go-to is a book called Fishes of the Gulf of Maine. It was published in 1953, and it's been updated multiple times since, and it has some historical records, and when I took a look, it has some really interesting accounts, such as in August of 1876, there were 73 Bonito that were taken up near Gloucester in a fishing weir. It describes them as being very plentiful on George's Bank in 1896. And then even the commercial fishery landed 15 metric tons of Bonito in Cape Cod Bay in 1919, and then 26 metric tons from Cape Cod waters in 1945. And that's the kind of most recent boom year. So those are huge numbers of fish. So it does seem like there are occasional years, maybe very far apart, where Bonito do show up in our waters in large numbers. And it's maybe not that surprising. Bonito range all over the Atlantic from Florida up to Cape Cod and then even across the ocean into the Mediterranean. You know, in any given year, I guess, you could have a population boom where there are more fish, or you could just have conditions that cause them to concentrate in a certain area and move into an area like they have this year.
Let's round up the fishing action. Tell us, what else are you hearing about, and what should we be looking for heading out this weekend?
Well, as far as striped bass goes, Cape Cod Bay has had some good fishing. The fish are moving around in there, chasing bait, all the way from the east end of the canal over to Wellfleet and up to Provincetown. There have been some good reports. They've also been moving into the canal itself, which is making the shorebound fishermen pretty happy. Bonito all around the Cape. Again, we've been catching them in Buzzards Bay and Vineyard Sound, and I've seen some great fish being caught in Cape Cod Bay itself. Albies have begun showing up. So far, the best reports are coming from Nantucket Sound. They seem to be moving in east to west. And then finally, a cool report. There have been some white marlins south of Nantucket, and we actually sent a film crew out there this past week. They saw a bunch of them swimming just under the surface and managed to hook 6 white marlin, pitching live eels and scup.
That is pretty cool. For more on fishing the Cape and the islands, check out the fishing forecast at onthewater.com. Kevin Blinkoff, thanks.
Thank you, Steve.
For CAI's The Fishing News, I'm Steve Junker.